Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 30th of September. The year is flying. Funnily enough, I'd had an email and then I saw a tweet already this morning asking me for longer podcasts that they're not very interesting tailing off. Well, no, they're not. I've just been really busy. Obviously, we've had the website. Football's in full flow. And I've had a load of stuff to do, but still some lovely information. 4 from 6 on the NFL last night, following 3 from 3 last week. 2 from 2 on the over 2.5s yesterday. I'm not Alexa. It's not, hey Ian, give us a rant. There will be plenty coming up. I'm off to Japan next week to the Rugby World Cup. Didn't even get the game right. I thought I was going to England, Argentina. I'm not. I'm going to England, France. I've been telling everybody I'm going to England, Argentina. That's how much I know about rugby. But I'm going after this weekend's football. I'm going out there for 5-6 days. When I get back, obviously we've now got the website online. I'll have more time and I can cover some topics. I've got plenty of stuff to rant about, but I'm not. It's not Sky on Demand. FTS on Demand. Give us a rant. We will get there. Had a bit of a tough day yesterday trading, got beaten up in Sweden. Interesting again, that generates some emails. I keep saying to people, forget the selections, it's the process. You've just got to keep plugging away. I said a while back in one of the podcasts, selections are almost immaterial, and somebody sent me an email basically calling me an idiot. But of course they're important. But for the point I'm making, for most people, the selections are immaterial. If you're going to give up after 3 days, or if you're going to panic after a couple of losers, it doesn't really matter what you're betting on. It is a matter of just doing the same thing day in, day out, having a process. Variance plays out. You know, everybody seems to think you win every day. I remember talking to one of the one-to-one guys again. He said, I win every day. You tend to win, you know, in batches. I go back to sort of April, May. March, April, May, everything I did was winning. And this, I've been sort of 1 step forward, 2 steps back, win a bit, lose a bit, win a bit, lose a bit. Just sort of treading water. And it's times like that when you just manage yourself and don't turn a bad day into a disastrous day. And just follow the process. And again, the fixed odds stuff, exactly the same. I've been obviously the subject of different things recently, and my fixed odds betting is 3 to 5 years. As I said, I look at it, I just let it run. I don't really look even week to week. I had a bet this week that I hadn't even looked at the result. I haven't looked yet. It's just let the process go. But certainly with the trading side of it, when you're involved every day, you know, you cannot win every day. You'll have forwards, backwards, but it's still, for most people, when I say the selections don't matter, I mean it's just getting into that process. And if you're somebody who's throwing things at the TV after a bad day, then that's what you need to look at before you even attempt to look at selections. It really is as simple as that. You know, you can go on a run in 2 weeks and win a fortune, and then you'll have 2 months maybe stood still. It's often how the game works, but you just keep doing the same thing, particularly with racing. You know, the amount of people who join the racing and leave after 2 weeks is phenomenal. Don't join at all. I'd rather you didn't join. What is the point in that? If you're going to give it a couple of weeks, what is the point in it? People are like it with everything. Anyway, there's plenty to come on the podcast of stuff. I've got plenty to talk about and to cover over a period of time. But as I say, it'll be when I get back from Japan. I will be doing a podcast daily from Japan, reporting on my sushi and the experience. Looking forward to Tokyo next week. But until I go, it's much the same business as usual. We do have some midweek football ultimate. There's a championship. I think there may be a Dutch game as well. So all those numbers will be done tomorrow and the database is updated as per normal. Right, I've got some horses for today. I've got in the 220 at Hamilton, Quirky Gertie as a win bet. 750 at Wolverhampton, Never to Forget, win and place. And 720 Wolverhampton, Glory Fighter, win and place. I've got one football over 2.5 in Russia, which is a 5:30 kickoff, PFC Sushi versus Akhmet Grozny, over 2.5, 5:30. Back it over the first sort of 15 minutes and remove your liability on a goal, if there is a goal. Nothing else NFL. I think there's the Monday night game, but that's done. I've updated the last man standing NFL comp and we're down to single figures now. People got an absolute paste in there with the LA Rams getting beat and Indianapolis getting beat. I haven't forgotten about the guys who won the football pontoon. I will get that done for you probably tomorrow. Again, just been really busy over the weekend with football and not had chance. Well, Spurs have got Bayern Munich. Yeah, I will be. I'll have to leave at some time tomorrow to go and watch that nonsense. So, yeah, and obviously then over that sort of international break after the weekend, I'll be just adding bits to the website and things next week when I get back from Japan, before I go and when I get back. But, yes, do not panic. We're all... it's all good. It's all going to come good. And we've got loads of stuff to discuss over the next few months on the pod before we get to the for completion of a year of pods. Not missed a day. Not missed a day so far. But we'll have a look. Okay, that's it. Have a lovely Monday. And I will be back with you in the morning.